to tune this sucker first. I don't know. Tuning's the dullest thing on earth. I knew that note was out of tune. This song is called Nobody's. The funny thing is the word Nobody's doesn't occur in it anywhere. Nobody's was a bar on Bleecker Street in the village. Let's open by a couple of people who lived in the village and all the musicians that lived in the village, you know, knew the people who owned it, and they wanted to succeed, you know, so they'd all hang out there. After the gigs, you could find everybody who was playing downtown in this joint. If you got a lot of musicians hanging out in any particular place, some of them are going to be famous or have famous friends. So pretty soon word got around. So people used to come there to see if there were any famous musicians from all over the world. Long Island. And then people started dressing up like famous musicians, so just in case people came to see famous musicians and there weren't any there, they wouldn't be disappointed. And in the early 70s, late 60s, you could go there on a given night and find the three Peter Townsends, eight Janis Joplins. One Eric Anderson. There'd be lines around the block of people trying to get into this joint, and they had no live music. I guess it was the first of those places to see and be seen in New York. And I guess it became New York's version of the apocryphal cafe in the Champs-Élysées, where if you hung out long enough, you'd see everyone you ever met in your life. Whether you knew it was them or not. Well, 1 year later, I saw her. Wearing her face in a strange disguise. She carried the smile that they taught her. But she gives it away at the edge of her eyes. Didn't I see the sunshine through the rain before? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out here. Well, sooner or later she told me. David, I'm in love again, but truly this time. Nothing at home left to hold me. The city's just great, and the world treats me fine. And didn't she think that I'd heard that old refrain before? Whatever happened to the golden one? Thing that her system can stand. Did she think that I had seen someone in pain before? But she died, yeah, she knows it. It's cold out here. Those are all torn. Open your hearts to the joys of the giver. Only your pockets are terribly worn. This is a hold-up. Don't wait a mistake. We're men of violence, so don't fuck around. If you have money, we're going to take it. Try and stop us, you'll end underground. When we get your money, we'll ride off to the sunset. At Rosa's canteen, we'll stop at the door. We'll spend all your money just getting the nose wet. Tomorrow evening, we'll be back for more. So hand us the money, don't just stand there and shiver. Tax time is coming, give alms to the poor. Or I'll put a bullet right through your best liver. Wealth is disease and I am the cure. You got too much money, I can fix it. Thank you.
get your money. We'll ride off to the sunset, and Rose's canteen will stop at the door. We'll spend all your money just getting to know when. Tomorrow evening we'll be back for more. So handle some money, don't just stand there and shout. Our tax time is coming, give alms to the poor, or I'll put a bullet right through your grass liver. Wealth is disease and I am the cure. Alright, stick them up, speak for the sky, put up your hands. Someway, you'll realize that you were blind. Someday, you sure will need my help again. It's just a matter of time. Go on, go on, till you come to the end of the line. I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything that I had, you laughed and called me a clown. Just remember always a fortune and fame. What goes up is sure to come down. Honey, someday you'll wake up and find that my love is a true love. It's just a matter of
It's just a matter of time. I hope you guys have half the fun we do. It used to be every time I'd play in San Francisco, the guy would chew me out, the reviewer, for talking in between tunes, and then I'd play other places, they'd chew me out for not talking. The way it works is I talk to keep my balance, or if I need to tune, or if I'm trying to figure out what to play next, you know? I know exactly what to play next, but I need a sip. Well, we usually do two sets a night, and there's only one tonight, and we always start out the second set with this instrumental. It's very funny, this aggravation of musicians. There's some tunes I used to do with other bands, and it would go over their heads, but this band understands a lot of tunes better than anybody. So we'll do this one. This is an instrumental. It's called Peanut Man.
Thank you.
See, I know that I should be quitting, but I'm just having a good time. Well, if you all get bored, you can split on us, you know. Okay. I mean, we don't want to leave any of our favorites unplayed. This is what? Right in there,
which I know. She don't do no evil spelling, no fortune telling. She just works out dancing mojos. Now they've created the pony, the Watusa, the mashed potato and the slop. Out of sight and outward, she got the power to make all the dancing stop.
Make all the dancing stuff. Go be a man. got up on her tiptoes and she danced across the stage like this. And then she fastened those feet to one particular part of the stage. It was as though the feet were super glued to the boards of the stage. They were completely passive. The rest of her was still idle, no. And she went like this. She went. Superfluous. She did something so extraneously supernumerary that to this very moment in time I doubt the evidence of my own auricular organs. Ladies and gentlemen, standing there alone upon the stage, clad merely in one flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant, moist, and oh so inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the very movements of her body were calling out my name. Yes, yes, yes. She went like this. She went. Jumped about 10 feet in the air. When I come down, that girl wasn't there.
Oh,
woman, what do you do to these men? even though the same product caught up the steel that private practice. Out come a dude with red hair, a big bushy beard, and a build like a grizzly bear. He said, cease and desist from the demonstrations. That's the termination of the show. If you wish to respirate in a continuous fashion, turn your ass around and go. I didn't hang out. I was streets of the doll. But on my way through, I heard that big bear roar. Oh, Robin, what do you do, this man?
You know the same rider caught out with you, man.
But every night the show played in town, I was right there, just a couple steps ahead of that belligerent bear, and it worked the way the man predicted in his speech at the start, because when the car hit town, it took a bunch in my heart, and I still get a pain up to the tip of my bone every time I hear a man play that Main Street phone.
Oh,
woman, what do you do to this?
You know the same.